Kyle, it's great to see you back, and I'm sure the supporters will be very pleased to see you back. And you're in quite a similar team as Speedway teams go. Is that good?
Yeah, I think it's a new season, new year for us now. Obviously, coming off from last year, we had a good year to get into the semis and obviously get into the final in the second year running. Didn't end how we wanted it to, but that's sport and we have to move on and get on with it. And like I said, it's a new year now. The team's looking steady and it's a similar team. Obviously, we all know Freddie's gone, but someone's got to step up to that plate now, hasn't they? And it's a solid top, I'd say it's a solid top five and everyone can do the job. You've got Jacob here, he's been here now, and Sam's been here a couple of years, I've been here a couple of years, Rory's here for his second season, so Nathan's here for his second season, so Ash is obviously a regular lad who used to practice around here, so he knows the place, and I'm sure it won't take Cam long. He says he likes his place, so it's an exciting team, it's a young team. I think there's a lot of young riders, obviously we kept Rory. He's probably the oldest, but it's a youngish team, so it'll be good. I think it's an exciting year for us.
Yeah.
Exciting because everyone wants to step up to that plate again. Everyone wants to do better than what they did last year. So we just need to have a steady start to the season and see where we need to build on and work on and hopefully go from there.
How much time do you, as I suppose everybody's different in this, but you know, it's a long season and all sorts of things can happen. When you get to the end of it, how long do you find you need to just, do you need to turn off Speedway completely and shut the, you know, stuff in the garage or whatever and have a break, or are you always thinking about
it? That's a good question. It's very hard, because you go from being such a busy spear rider, from being literally, I'd say, more busy than a 9-to-5, you're travelling up and down the country, all over the country, all over the Europe, every day, flights, vans, racing. You go from being a full-time spear rider to literally nothing, waking up on a Monday, and that's it. You've 5 months are off, and as a personal me, I find it hard to shut off sometimes. It takes me about 2 weeks to wind down because I'm walking around the house, do I need to do fun? There's nothing to do, so then I have to start making plans, and then I find one of the best things for me is going on holiday and getting a bit of sun and relaxing. Because
do that straight away,
try and do that, because I think it's till you've done it and you've been there, it's hard to explain and it's hard to understand that you go from literally and especially with me, I don't really have a family, like I have a mum and dad and everything, but some of these riders have families where they have kids and a wife to go home to, so they get on with their normal family life, where me, I live at home with my mum and dad, and so I kind of just I learned to shut off, and you've got to, so it's hard, but we have to, and then we just get on with the winter and then we plan for the year after. I think that's where it all starts, really.
And I would imagine that, you know, as well as people, you know, assume you've got to prepare the bike and all that sort of thing, but there's also people you need to speak to and sponsors and all that kind of thing. It's got to be taken care of as well.
You kind of don't shut off from Speedway. Speedway is like a 12-month period, 12-month. As soon as you finish, you're sorting sponsors out, sorting teams out. What mechanics, what vehicles, what Speedway bikes you want, what engines. So it's kind of non-stop Speedway.
Yeah.
So that's why I think after season, it's nice to just shut off, boom, done.
And do you like to do that yourself?
Yeah, I love to shut off. I like to shut off because I want to miss the sport, so when I come back I'm eager.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the sport 24/7 because then I feel like, oh, I've not had anything out of it. So when I do miss this, when I have a shut off, I forget about the sport, and now I'm raring to go. Yeah. And it makes me want to get back on the bike and start winning races.
When you look around, you know, do riders look around the rest of the league and say they look good, or, you know, I think we are against them, or can you do that?
I think everyone does, we all have our different preparations, we all do different stuff, and people lose weight, people want to do other stuff, and so I think as a rider myself, the sport only gets more professional every year, and you can tell this Speedway, the professionalism, riders now are losing weight, skinnier and healthier, and I think that it's coming to now, and everyone wants to be fit and healthy, and no one wants to turn up press day fat, and you don't want to be the odd one out. So I think everyone's working really hard these days, so everyone's practicing but wants to look good and feel good, and everyone wants a good start to the season, don't they?
Yeah.
So everyone's working hard, and I think the sport's changing and it's getting more professional, and everyone's working harder, the equipment's changing, everyone are there's kids out there better with Grand Prix equipment. It's all changing, everyone needs to keep up with that. So yeah, I think
does that raise your standards, Kyle? Does that mean you want to come back? I'm going
to
match that.
I don't want to come to Wolves on press day and have rubbish bikes, do I? So sure. I want to have the best bikes I possibly can have. So we work with what we've got, and we try and buy the best we can.
Yeah. So and you know, you just for people who aren't quite dialed in yet, your plans for this year are, as well as here, I mean, obviously, you know.
I think my plans is we all have our own goals. We don't want to be big-headed in that, so a lot of riders do keep their own goals to themselves, don't they? But I think for me, is like I always say, I always want a good start to the season, get the ball rolling. Try and have a good start to the season, get the ball rolling, and work on your little problems and work on it and try and improve the season and finish strong. Mm. But I think for me it's a big year. Obviously last year started at number 2 and held a good position, scored some good points for Wolves home and away, and improve on that. And one of the main ones is stay obviously injury free. We all know what this sport can be, so stay injury free and have the best season I possibly can have, really. I want to keep bettering myself as a rider and making a bit bigger and better name for myself, and just work on my points where I need to work on, really.
And if you're doing well, you know, it's an unusual sport because you've got the teams elements and the individual element, but one feels ill. If you're riding well, then the team success.
So you want to play your part in the team. It's a team sport, so we want to just be a good team and help each other out and have a good start to the season.